Really, Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. Dr. Simon Tuf Kuf Nun Hei. Nagim lo laniach tefillin betishabov shachris below talis. Eloshim talis katan takas begodin below bracha. The minig is you don't wear tefillin and you don't wear your talis the morning of tishabov. The pasuk says Hashem carried out his decree, and the Targum there says he tore his royal garments, which is a reference to the talis. And the tefillin are called the pe'er, the glory. And in Tisha B'Av, we don't have the glory because we're in such avegos. And you wear a talis katan. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says without a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you took off the talis katan at night, then you would have to make a bracha in the morning. So ideally, one should avoid the suffek and try to wear his talis katan on the night of Tisha B'Av when he's sleeping. If not, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would make the bracha in the morning. And at mincha, you put on your talis and your tefillin, and you say the bracha on them. Now, the reason why at mincha you put them on is because at that point, the base hamikdash had already started burning, and Hashem had already poured out his wrath on the Eitzim and Avanim, and therefore Hashem's wrath has been released already, so now we can put on our talis and tefillin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you put on your tefillin, don't say the parsha of Shema. There's an inyan to say Shema with your tefillin on. He says not to, because since it's not the mitzvah of Shema anymore, the mitzvah is in the morning, then it's just like you're learning Torah. However, the post can bring down that many achronim say that you should indeed say the parsha, say Shema with your tefillin on. Rav Yashi, Rav Vosner, and other post-kim, it seems that that's the majority psak, that you would say Shema when you put on your tefillin in the afternoon. Sif Beis. V'yesh mi shenoeg lishkov b'lel tishabov mital aretz. V'mesim eben tachas rosho. You deprive yourself of comfort when you sleep on tishabov, and you sleep on the ground. Some people would use a stone as a pillow. The Mishnah says if you're weak, if it's difficult for you, then you don't have to do this chumrah, and you can sleep on a bed. The Ramah says, V'yesh l'adam w'tzar b'inyan mishkav b'gal tishabav. But certainly you should lessen your enjoyment somewhat. Shim ragil v'beis karim v'yishav kim b'echad. Don't use a pillow. Or if you use two pillows, use only one pillow. You should lessen your comfort when you sleep on tishabav. V'yesh l'adam esimin evan tachas merosh shem zeichu nemar v'yikach me'avne amakom. Shevar churban. When the Medrash says that when Yaakov slept at that night, and I'll pee the Medrash, he was passed at Har Moriah. So because he saw the Har Abayis, because he had a vision of the Churban, so he slept on a rock. Some sleep with a rock as a pillow, as a zecher to that. However, Ubrosh Enin Yechol Slitzdar Enin Chayvus B'Cholayla, a pregnant woman should not sleep this way, or someone who's very weak, you should sleep regular. And the Ramah concludes, you should lessen your enjoyment, your general hanoah on Tisha B'Av as much as possible. The Mishnah Berurah discusses smoking on Tisha B'Av, and he says, some say you're allowed to, some say you're not allowed to. He says, if your mom is addicted, it's very tachuk lo, then you can be mekel after chatzos bitzina in your home. Obviously, nowadays, we know smoking is very, very unhealthy. And a person should never smoke. Somebody asked Avigdor Miller once, is it mutter to smoke? And his answer was, is it mutter to jump out the window? The next siman. Leil Tisha B'Av shechal b'yachad b'shabbos, kishro aner omer b'remer yehoesh. You say the bracha on the esh, on Motzoi Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av. But b'en mevarecha al b'samim. You don't say the bracha on the b'samim. B'samim is for tainug. And you don't want to have extra tainug on Tisha B'Av. But there's no tainug in the nair, so you make the bracha on the candle. The minig is you make the bracha on the candle in shul before eicha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that minute. If for some reason you forgot to say the bracha then, you can make the bracha on the candle later as well. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Uvel motzoi tisha b'av mavdil al kos ben v'rech al nur v'al b'samim. Then on Sunday night, motzoi tisha b'av, you say Havdalah on a cup of wine, but you don't make a bracha on the Ner, because you said it the night before. And you don't make a bracha on the Samim, because the Samim is only on Motzoi Shabbos. It's not on the next day. The Nesham Yisera left already. But if for some reason you forgot to make the bracha on the Ner on Saturday night, Motzoi Shabbos, so you would not say it Sunday night, because that Takana was only to be said Motzoi Shabbos when Adam discovered fire. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that we're not saying Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos, and many women don't daven Maariv, so then if a woman's going to do Malacha after Shabbos is over, she has to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Her husband should remind her to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol before doing any Malacha on Motzoi Shabbos. Now, when you say Havdalah on Motzoi Tisha B'Av, which on Sunday night, so I mentioned before, you say Havdalah with a cup of wine or grape juice, and that's in the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Lashon, that's the implication of the Rishonim. So that's what we do, and you can drink it yourself. Now, sometimes people have to eat or drink on Tisha B'Av. But if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, they didn't say Havdalah yet, and you can't eat before Havdalah. Well, so the halacha is like this. If you have to eat on Tisha B'Av, so you say Havdalah first on Tisha B'Av, meaning on that Sunday. Now, if you only need to drink water during the fast, and you don't have to eat, then you should not say Havdalah, because it's mutter to drink water without saying Havdalah. So why should you make Havdalah and drink extra and drink the wine or whatever else and drink extra? So if drinking water is enough to get you through the fast on Sunday, then drink the water the way the doctor tells you, the way the Rav tells you, and don't say Havdalah. But if you have to eat, then you would say Havdalah. And you shouldn't say Havdalah right away. You should say Havdalah only when you need to eat. Now, if you need to say Havdalah on that Sunday because you need to eat, there's a big discussion. Should you make Havdalah on the wine or drink it yourself or not? And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Paskins, and this is the psak that many bring down, ideally you should say Havdalah on a Chamar Medina, on a beverage of the country, a Chashiva beverage. So coffee or tea certainly is a Chamar Medina or beer, and you would use one of those. If none of those are good for you, then you would ask a Shaila, what else is considered Chamar Medina? If not, then you would make it on grape juice and preferably have a child drink it. And if not, if no one's around, you can't find a child of the right age, of 6 or 7, then you can make Havdalah and drink it yourself. That's if you're making Havdalah on Sunday because you're sick and you need to eat or drink, you need to eat on Tisha B'Av on that Sunday before the end of the fast. Okay, we'll stop here.